नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी हरे कृष्ण सो रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th canto. Krishna rescues Nanda Maharaj. Doing text 3, 4, and 5. So I'm reading 3 and 4 by myself? All by myself, I'm going to read 3 and 4. Text number 3. Chukrushastam apashyanta Krishna rameti gopakaha Bhagavanstad upashrutya pitarang varunahritam tad antikam gato rajan svanam abhyado vidhu. Translation. O King, not seeing Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd man loudly cried out, O Krishna! O Rama! Lord Krishna heard their cries and understood that his father had been captured by Varuna. Therefore, the Almighty Lord, who makes his devotees fearless, went to the court of Varunadev. Purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that when Nanda Maharaj went to bathe in the river, he was accompanied by several cowherd men. When Nanda did not come out of the water, they began to cry out, and Lord Krishna immediately came there. Understanding the situation, Sri Krishna entered the water and went to the court of the demigod Varuna, determined to free his father and the other cowherd men from fear of a mere demigod. Text 4. Praptam Vikshya Hrishikesham Lokapala Sapariyaha Yayam Mahatya Puja Yitvaha Tadarshana Mahotsavaha. Seeing that the Lord Hrishikesh had arrived, the demigod Varuna worshipped him with elaborate offerings. Varuna was in a state of great jubilation upon seeing the Lord, and he spoke as follows. Responsively, Sri Varuna Uvacha, Adhyame Nibrito Deho, Yaivarto Digata Prabho. Tvat Pada Bhajo Bhagavan. Avapu Param Advanaha. Shivaruna Vacha. Adhyame Nibrito Deho. Adhyayvarto Digata Prabho. Tvat Pada Bhajo Bhagavan. Avapu Paramadvanaha. Shivaruna Vacha. Adhyame nibrito deho. Adhyayvarto digata prabho. Tvatpada bhajo bhagavan. Avapu paramadvanaha.
Shri Varuna
Uvacha.
Adhyame nibhuto deho.
Adhyame nibhuto deho.
Deyai varto dihi gaha prabho. Patrapada bahajo bhavan. Shri Varuna said, Adya, today, may, by me, Nibrita, is carried successfully, Deha, my material body, Adya, today, Eva, indeed, Artha, the goal of life, Adigata, is experienced, Prabho, O Lord, Tvat, your Pada, the lotus feet, Bhajaha, those who serve, Bhagavan, O Supreme Personality, Avapu, have achieved, Param, the state of transcendence, Advana, of the path, of material existence. Translation purport. Translation, Sri Varuna said, now my body has fulfilled its function. Indeed, now the goal of my life is achieved, O Lord. Those who accept your lotus feet, O Personality of Godhead, can transcend the path of material existence. Responsively, Sri Varuna said, now my body has fulfilled its function.
Now my body has fulfilled its function.
Indeed, Now the goal of my life is achieved. O Lord, those who accept your lotus feet, O Personality of Godhead, can transcend the path of material existence. Purport. Varuna ecstatically acclaims here that since he has now seen the infinitely gorgeous body of Lord Krishna, the trouble of assuming a material body has now been supremely justified. Indeed, the artha, the goal, or real value of Varuna's life has now been achieved. Because Lord Krishna's form is transcendental, those who accept his lotus feet go beyond the boundary of material existence. And thus only the spiritually unaware would presume that the Lord's lotus feet are material. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam. Let us offer respectful obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire trees, can fulfill the desires of everyone, and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpa turubhyascha, kripa sindubhyeva cha, patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Shri Varuna said, now my body has fulfilled its function. Indeed, now the goal of my life is achieved, O Lord. Those who accept your lotus feet, O Personality of Godhead, can transcend the path of material existence. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is full of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his associates. Not only the Lord is transcendental, but all his associates are transcendental personalities. Krishna, he comes to this material world for the pleasure of his devotees, to take care of his devotees, just like here during the dangerous time when Nanda Maharaj disappeared by... Actually, Varuna said it was your trick, Krishna, just so that you can, you know, bless me by your darshan. Because mysterious activities of the Lord are very difficult to figure out. We can't always understand how the Lord acts in this world, you know, why we are subjected to so many situations due to our karma and various activities. And everyone's born in complete ignorance and is being controlled by the different modes of nature, passion, ignorance, goodness. So Krishna has created everything for the purpose of bringing back the conditioned souls, because in the spiritual kingdom, in Goloka Vrindavan, in Vaikuntha Lokas, the Supreme Lord has unlimited associates, living entities, and the activities are described in the pages of the revealed scriptures. But for those who are in this material world, bewildered by Maya, Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mamamaya Duratyaya Mamivaye Prapajate Mayame Tantarantite. This divine energy is difficult to overcome because we're so deeply absorbed in the bodily concept. This is my mother and father, these are my relatives, this is my country, place of birth, this is my nationality, you know, this is my religion. And in the educational institutions, from the very beginning, they're teaching how to
best enjoy this material world. You have this material body, so there's science, and there's sociology, and there's chemistry, and philosophy, and so many subject matters. If you look at what's being offered in the university, so many unlimited professions to engage the body in activities so that we can become happy by economic development and sense gratification. But we see someone's born in a poor family, or someone is born very ugly or deformed, or someone's born in a rich family with all the different amenities available, silver spoon in the mouth, that you know, you come in opulence, you don't have to struggle for survival. So one may question, well, why is that? Is God, if God is equal to everyone, God loves everyone, he has no friends or enemies, or is it by chance that I just appeared in this world with this mother and father in a particular place, and my surroundings are such? So Narada Muni, he was explaining to Vyasadeva that in my previous life, I was just a small boy, and my mother was just a maidservant. I had no education, but fortunately, by the will of Krishna, he had an opportunity to serve the Mahatma, the great soul. And the great souls are those who are always hearing about Krishna, chanting his glories, and able to deliver the message of the real purpose of life, to get out of the entanglement of birth and death. So when the cowherd boys were experiencing any difficulties, oh Krishna, oh Balaram, save us from this devastating fire, save us from this demon, or save us from the, you know, various troubles which Kamsa is sending. And all the inhabitants of Vrindavan were always thinking and singing the glories of Krishna, appreciating his beauty in the early morning, seeing him go off playing his flute with all the cowherd boys and cows in Braj. And this is a display to entice us. When they make new movies, they make little trailers, and they want to in the trailer show the highlights to attract you to go see the movie. So Krishna is giving us some trailers of the spiritual kingdom, that life there is full of joy. This philosophy of Krishna consciousness, as explained in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratya Shavam Ganam Dharmam Shushukam Kartam Avyayam. This is the perfection of religion. You realize this knowledge, and it's actually joyfully performed. And Krishna sent us, Srila Prabhupada sent for everyone, for Prabhupada, as we hear sometimes in the prayers by Navayugendra Maharaj, that Srila Prabhupada, the savior of the world, by spreading Sanatan Dharma all over the world and broadcasting the message of Godhead. And this is Prabhupada's, we heard yesterday wonderfully about the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati's disappearance, but also in connection to that, how Srila Prabhupada, even though living a life that seemed like an ordinary personality, but of course born in a very good family, how he took the message of Godhead and how this fire of Krishna consciousness it appears like that he was very determined to carry out the message of his spiritual master. And just before leaving, he ordered Prabhupada that you print books and you preach this message of Godhead all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, did that for the protection of all the devotees. Now we can call out Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The cowherd men, they were all calling out for Krishna, oh Krishna, oh Rama. And without faith, Ashradhana Purusha, without faith in Krishna, and feeling totally dependent that my Lord will protect me under all circumstances, for one who's faithless, it's very difficult to advance in spiritual life. But the faith is enhanced by association, by good association. Because what association do we have in a material world? the TV, the bad news, drunkards, woman hunters, people who are envious, jealous of one another, and dog-eat-dog world. Material life means that one wants to dominate another. You're a king, you want a bigger kingdom. Let's conquer the weaker kingdoms. And it's been a struggle. Look at history. It's been a constant struggle for domination of the modes of nature, manipulation of wealth, and try to get as much sense gratification as we can because this body is all we have. This one lifetime is all we have. And this is the unfortunate situation of those who take shelter of mundane leaders or mundane philosophers who don't have faith in Krishna and think him to be an ordinary person, or these are all mythological stories made up by someone just for entertainment purposes. But if you read in the Association of Devotees and actually live a lifestyle which is conducive, meaning not only are we hearing the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, but also we're engaged in service. We have to serve. Tadviri pranipatena pariprishnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanas tatpadarshana. So we need our spiritual master. We have to inquire submissively and render service to the pure devotee. So Narada Muni, when he was explaining to Vyasadeva that even though I was not, it appears, born in a great family of Mahabhagavat and educated in all the rituals of sacrifice and performance and reading all the Vedic literatures, simply by serving the Mahatmas and asking their permission to take the remnants of their food, this service and this mercy, prasadam, by the grace of the great devotees, he achieved the highest perfection of life, of being the eternal transcendental messenger of the Lord, traveling all over the universe, spreading the message of Krishna consciousness. So we have this wonderful opportunity, just like we're living in, here in Vrindavan. So the demons of the mind and senses are always troubling us, and we have to take shelter of Krishna. And the more we take shelter of the holy name, we may not know what is its potency, but also hearing about avoiding offenses, you know, following the regiment, rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness is very important. Because if we become slack or lackadaisical, we lose our enthusiasm, we lose our drive and determination. Vyavasa yatmika buddhi reke hakurunanna bahushaka yanantascha buddhayo vyavasayanam. Devotees are resolute in their determination. They're fixed in their meditation on the Lord. All the cowherd boys, the cowherd men, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, they had complete shelter at Krishna. When Krishna and Balaram came to visit them, they just felt like their life was renewed. Again, a moment doesn't go by without the gopis remembering Krishna, the gopas. Everyone in this material world is suffering. Everyone is struggling, is being captured by Varuna's, servants were uneducated and were demonic by nature for taking Nanda Maharaj, not knowing his position. But the demon of the mind means that we are misled life after life, taking birth again and again. So we sing Sansara Dava Nalalita Loka Tranayakarya Naga Naganatvam. We're burning in this forest fire of material existence. And human life is our only opportunity to awaken our eternal existence, our spiritual existence. And if one is asked to give your $1, I'll give you $100. No, no, I want to hang on to my $1 because I feel this is my $1. It's in my hand. I want to hang on to that. So it's that by giving up, not giving up, but by purifying our desires, the spirit soul is always very busy. You know, in the material body, we have so many ideas and so many wants and needs and emotions and feelings. So this is all coming from the eternal spirit soul. because we have feelings of love for Krishna, for the beauty of Krishna, and just the emotions, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, the different pastimes which are taking place, are not just stories, but these are lessons and how the recipient of Krishna's mercy, the prayers. I was reading of Akura, although he was relative and he was asked by Kamsa, you go get Krishna and Balaram, bring him here so we can kill them. He felt a little guilty, but he was very elated that, oh, I can actually see Krishna and Balaram. So he came in a brand new chariot, seeing the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavan. And when he finally reached Vrindavan, he jumped off his chariot and rolled in the dust. He said, now this is a lesson for those who are coming to Vrindavan to understand that the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the land of Vrindavan, is transcendental. Not that we should artificially, but we should feel that emotion that I am going to see my Krishna and Balaram. And not only seeing the lotus footprints, but also the dust, then he sees Krishna and Balaram and feels fully satisfied, fully happy, just like Varuna is expressing his great joy. Now the trouble of taking a material body has been fulfilled because I get to see your lotus face. So Srila Prabhupada provided that scene for us to see Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Gornitai, Lalita Vishaka, Radhashyama Sundar, see Srila Prabhupada, the intimate associate of the Supreme Lord. So every day we have an opportunity to serve the deities, to serve the Supreme Lord, serve the devotees who are serving the deities, and living in the, especially in the holy Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham. But Prabhupada made satellites, oases, all over the world. Those places that have dedicated followers by cooking for the deities, chanting the holy name, propagating the message of Krishna consciousness. It's appreciated that one is self-studying, working on his own purification of heart, you know, enthusiastically rising early in the morning, chanting the holy name, reading regularly, but that service with a mood of service, it comes with realization. The realization is given by the saintly personalities. How is the guru going to be pleased if you're simply saying, you know, Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev? I know Prabhupada, Vishal Prabhu used to tell the story himself, Vishal, that when Prabhupada was going around, and Vishal would always say, Jai Srila Prabhupada, and quote a few verses, and always make a big enthusiastic remarks. And Prabhupada said, yes, this is very nice, but you know, do something practical, do some service. Not that glorifying a spiritual master is not practical, but the example is, it's more than that, that, you know, we should, now Prabhupada has this book marathon, this book distribution, because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's mission with so many presses was to propagate the message of Godhead. Print books, distribute books, don't divert your attention from this necessity of giving this transcendental literature. When the sages were concerned that the Lord is leaving us now, who's going to protect us? Kali Yuga's advancing. Oh, the Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the incarnation of the Lord. The Bhagavad Gita is the incarnation of the Lord, because the words of the Supreme Lord are everlasting, eternal. When Sandipani Muni and wife Krishna said, is there anything I can do for you? They lost their child. So Krishna and Balaram brought back the son of Sandipani Muni and his wife. He said, is there anything else? Or he said, no, but I want to, although you don't need any benedictions, I give you a benediction that your words are going to be as ever fresh as the Vedic literature, and there'll be newer and realizations from your words and speaking. So Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken or, you know, narrated by Vyasadeva, the Lord himself. So every word and all these beautiful prayers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, the more and more we hear them, the more we remember Krishna, the more we want to serve the devotees with the proper mood and attitude. What is Lord Chaitanya's mood? Trinadapi sunichina tarodapi seshuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So what is the goal of our life? Kirtaniya sadahari. We want to chant, but you won't have the taste. You won't have the taste to sit and hear the glories of Krishna's beautiful, wonderful, chivalrous activities, of devotees' appreciation, heartfelt prayers to the Lord, their disgust with material entanglement. For so many lifetimes I'm serving my mind and senses, you know, that we're thinking that I'm not controlled, but we're controlled by the desires of the mind and senses due to sinful activities of leaving Krishna and coming to this world. And it's just a cleansing process. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava mahadevagni nirvapanam. That by having the proper attitude, just like the Goswamis and Krishnadas Kaviraj and all the great Vaishnavas, even Srila Prabhupada, he always considered, I'm not a great devotee. In his last letter, he wrote to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, stating that you have so many disciples, some brahmacharis, sannyasis, they're rendering a very nice service to you. I am simply grihastha, living outside, but if there's anything else I can render. He didn't consider himself, even though the followers of the Gaudiya Math named him Kavi, because they didn't know he could actually, he wrote a beautiful poem to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, which made Srila Bhaktisiddhanta very happy, that the mission of getting rid of impersonalism and establishing the fact of Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead. And it's a beautiful poem. Not only that, he gave a talk on the Vyasa Puja, even amongst all the sannyasis and the regular members, and he was just a grihastha, we call it like that. And everyone was like, wow, that's incredible. They wanted to honor him with a name of Bhaktisiddhanta. They said, no, should not name like that. Give him Bhaktivedanta. Yes, very nice. And not that Srila Prabhupada is asking, but that's why he's Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, because he is giving bhakti, he's giving us the essence from all the different personalities and all the great yogis, mystics, and teachers and followers in modern time in the Gaudiya Math. Srila Prabhupada, he was like the brilliant star, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta marked and noticed that he will do all the work, he will save. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, he made a very beautiful program for us to follow so we can control the mind and senses. But the most important thing is to stay in the association of the society. Society has lots of faults. Every society has plenty of faults. But when you go beyond the faithlessness and the troubles and tribulations of motivated persons who may be in, you know, may not following strictly, the essence is Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada's personal example and personal behavior. So let us follow the good things and not simply highlight all the troubles and tribulations. When you're in war, we're in war with Maya, we're in war with our mind and senses. There are casualties, many casualties, but that should not be the reason why that let me just leave and live my life like an ordinary person, or maybe look for another philosophy. This Krishna consciousness philosophy, which was given by the Guru Parampara, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to see all people from all walks of life together, chanting and dancing. Now we have the Temple of Vedic Understanding, TOVP, Mayapur Dham. Prabhupada was very happy to see, I see Mayapur, you're doing very nicely, everything is clean. I wanted to provide a place where the disciples from all over the world can gain inspiration and determination to enthusiastically spread the message of Godhead. So in Vrindavan Dham, which is the most popular place in the universe, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki, even I hate to say it, but Brajalas from Mayapur admitted, he said, yes, Mayapur is famous, but Vrindavan is most famous. And Krishna and Balaram make it most famous. Srila Prabhupada made it most famous by giving Krishna Balaram temple. Sri Sri Gaurani Thai, Lord Chaitanya was so eager to come to Vrindavan by his example, showing and visiting all the holy places, Radhakund, Shyamakund, and just being in Vrindavan. So we should adopt that same mood, that whether we're in Vrindavan or if we're outside, then we should give up our material desires for sense gratification. Then we can actually get the mood of Vrindavan. And Vrindavan is revealed, not that we're seeing great crowds of people and dirt and noise and many different things that may appear on external platform not be so transcendental. But Sri Vrindavan Dham is a home, Prabhupada's home, and also Krishna Balaram's home. And we should serve with enthusiasm. And this way Krishna will protect, because Krishna is there to protect the devotees. He's not impersonal. He's like a child. He has no one else but the parents. He calls out to mother and father for protection in difficulty. Well, Prabhupada tells a story. He was with his young son, Vrindavan, on the rail, on the train station. The conductor thought he'd play a joke. He said to the little Vrindavan, "Do you have your ticket?" He said, "You know, he's a small boy." No, he said, "Oh, you have to leave." And he's holding his father's hand. He said, "My father's here, you know, it's like he'll take care of that." So the dependence of, if we depend on Krishna and Balaram, they're the ones giving us protection. Srila Prabhupada, he's our father. And we have to have that that mood that I want to, one should be indebted to his mother and father because they gave the body. They took care of us, nurtured us when we were small little things, couldn't take care of ourselves. So a real father, real mother, we take care. But also the spiritual father, Srila Prabhupada, we have a debt. We need to, out of gratitude, we need to render service. And the service is most appreciated by distributing these transcendental books or being instrumental in helping with the pushing on the mission of Krishna consciousness. We're not here just to run around, collect money, and, you know, distribute mundane literature. These transcendental books are saving people's lives, not this one tiny, tiny spark of a life. But imagine getting thrown back into the cycle of birth and death. You may not come as a human being. And even if you become a demigod, we don't know what the ultimate destination is. We've bypassed all the stages of the yoga, come to the highest level, Brahma-Bhuta platform, Brahma-Bhuta prasanatmana, shochati na kanchati. Years and years of mystic meditation and or performance of yajnas and sacrifices, because in this Kali Yuga, Kali Kaler Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan, the only religion is the holy name, because we're incompetent, we're short-lived, we're easily agitated, we're disturbed in body and mind, our memory is, you know, sometimes I forget the devotees' names. It's embarrassing how old age, the hands don't work, the eyes don't work, nothing works properly. So we're all going to get old, even though you may be youthful now and feeling full of energy and enthusiastic, that's nice. But old age is a sign that we're going to leave this body, and where the soul, which is ourselves, where we're going, we need to know that. We need to work and apply ourselves in such a way that we can awaken our love for Krishna and render service to our spiritual master out of gratitude. So the inhabitants, after this when Nanda and Krishna, or Nanda and all the cowherd men, they saw how Varuna was respecting Krishna in such a way, they thought he must be some special personality, maybe the Supreme Lord. And Krishna actually gave them all the vision of Vaikuntha, of the spiritual world. This is where you're all going. But they've come from there. But this revelation, Krishna's going to reveal to us the spiritual kingdom, our eternal existence, our siddha deha, our eternal identity. And not that we should think ourselves that I can prematurely go meditate in the banks of Radhakund and, you know, perform that yajna and then I'll very quickly achieve success. Without the guidance of and the association of the devotees and following the basic rules and regulations, one cannot artificially jump to some so-called advanced platform. So this is a wonderful opportunity that if you hear the prayers, I've been appreciating Krishna book more because, I mean, Prabhupada, 1970 or 71, not knowing, I mean knowing, but feeling like I may not be able to finish the Bhagavatam. So every morning he's up for hours and hours reading the commentaries of all the acharyas and first canto, second canto, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, tenth canto, chapter 13. And somehow he left service for his disciples to continue on. But this Krishna book is all very, very wonderful about the intimate pastimes, the beauty of Krishna. It's full of prayers, wonderful prayers. Not, oh, I've heard that prayer. No, every prayer is fresh and new and invigorating, enlivening. And if we have the proper mindset, proper mentality, and really make a regulated hearing of Krishna, and then chanting with all the devotees when you're there in the Mangal Arati time, singing. Today we had a very nice, slow Mangal Arati, very beautiful. Saranga does it very sweet. And then the, you know, different kirtans together. This is what Lord Chaitanya and all the Panchatap and all the associates did. When they met each other, they would chant and dance. And then after long chanting and dancing, what would they do? Feasting, prasad. And just talking of Krishna, hearing of Krishna, embracing one another out of love and affection, real emotions, because this material world is full of impersonalism and voidism. People are basically selfish and envious and they make some artificial friendships just to benefit themselves. But a devotee, he genuinely loving Titikshava, Karunika, Suhridasa, he develops all the good qualities of demigods. We may not be learned, we may not be any good character, but by following this process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanavedanam, it all comes. Hearing, chanting, then you're naturally remembering, then you want to serve, you want to surrender everything to the lotus feet of the Lord. And though we may have not had so-called come from a good birth or brahminical family, and our behavior may have been very gross and not refined, but yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati kinchana, one who performs devotional service naturally develops all the good qualities of the demigods. The good qualities of the demigods, like, not like what Indra was doing. But sometimes Krishna has to engage different personalities to carry out his leela. Very difficult to understand the Lord's pastime, or why would Krishna do that, or why. So many questions may arise, but we know that Krishna does not interfere with our independence. And as we surrender to Krishna, he rewards us accordingly. So you want to be a demon? So you can. There's so many demons. Yeah, you want to be a demigod? Yeah, yes. You want to be a pig? Yes. A worm and stool? Yes. You can. All these things are available. but you're never going to be happy. Abrahma Bhuvanaloka Punar Avartano Arjuna. From the highest planet down to the lowest planet, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. And our temporary bodily identification will also be washed away. We've had so many lifetimes and so much suffering, so we have to put an end to the suffering by taking on a little bit of austerity, because although it's very enjoyable, Krishna consciousness, those who are not practiced or not in the association of devotees, then even hearing the katha is difficult, chanting the holy name is difficult, performing the duties of devotional practice are difficult. And offenses, we lose our taste, and we think, oh, it's not so important, let me go, and I know how to enjoy this world. But there's no happiness, ultimately. And real happiness comes when we serve the devotees and serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada to help spread Krishna consciousness. Nanda Maharaj ki.
Jai.
The Brijabasis ki.
Jai.
Krishna Balaram ki.
Jai.
So, if anyone has any question, comment, correction, yes, Gopalji?
Hare Krishna, thank you. Nice, very nice class. My question is that all of us, we are here, and fortunately, compared to the number of living entities in the material world, we've been given some insight into the complexities of how this material world works and what is causing us to continually take birth again and again and again in this material world. And Bhagavad Gita, other scriptures such as Srimad Bhagavatam, give us instructions on how to overcome these obstacles and elevate ourselves to the platform where we can go back to Godhead. But here, we read and we see the most exalted personalities in the material world, such as Lord Brahma, Indra, other demigods, and Varuna here today, they commit offenses. So, does this mean that we have to elevate ourselves even beyond their capacities? And Krishna says you have to be completely free of all material desires and all material things. So do we have to go even beyond Brahma to go back to Godhead?
Do we have to go beyond the demigods and Brahma? Yes, actually, by the mercy of the pure devotee, one achieves a position even greater than all the demigods. When Akura saw Krishna Balaram in the water, he came back and he saw all of the Brahma, Shiva, the Charanas, Gandharvas, everyone serving Krishna. But the pure devotee, he's not interested in becoming a demigod or going to the planets of the demigods, even though these are great controllers, empowered beings, and have so much responsibility in the kingdom, administrative kingdom of the Supreme Lord. And you think, oh, Lord, how you can become more than Lord Brahma? But the pure devotee, one who has awakened his love, the love is there. Uncover that loving relationship and serving without any material desires, but full of spiritual desires to serve Krishna. He's greater than the demigods. We're not here comparing, but I'm just saying the Mahabhagavat, the pure devotees, are considered on the highest platform. Oh, they come there.
In Catholicism, they have confession. Many people are Christians and they go to confession. And Prabhupada would always say that yes, God is very liberal and merciful, and He will forgive you for your sins. But if you go to this church every Sunday and ask for forgiveness for the same sins, then this is nonsense. But sometimes the demigods also, they commit the sins again and again. But Krishna is merciful and He forgives them. So.
Yes, we all have. Even Lord Brahma is having some difficulty, and those persons who mock Brahma for having difficulty chasing his daughter, they were cursed to be killed by Kamsa. And what to speak of Indra sending these thunderbolts and devastating rain to kill the cows and the inhabitants. But this is very difficult to understand Krishna's lila. Of course, the administrative demigods have big responsibilities in generally the devotees of the Lord. But it shows how even you're in a big position, we have to always be cautious and careful not to think that, oh, now I am free to do what I want. I'm in a big position. We always remain in that humble position.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
But just one question. The other religion do see, say these things about God given to us only, the Vedas only to us, is shown, is sent for. Maybe God is different from it, not like a Krishna. Rama is not looking like him if you are for it. And it gives also the intelligence to understanding which maybe Brahma and the other, maybe go to the intent that I don't know the other, but I teach.
Krishna reciprocates with everyone according to their desires, and He gives knowledge, remembrance, and intelligence to achieve Him. So different demigods are in that position because they wanted to serve Krishna in that capacity. Anyone, Mataji, has? So yes, the beauty of Krishna is incomparable. Of course, the gopis were worshipping Katyayani, but to achieve Krishna's mercy, Krishna's blessing. So sometimes we may appreciate the demigods, but only in the service of Krishna.
Thank you very much for your class. That is very practical, full of practical advice. We're speaking about enthusiasm, how important the enthusiasm is in our spiritual life. Sometimes we have difficulties in our lives and troubles come. So how do we always maintain the same level of enthusiasm regardless of what is happening in our lives?
So we always, when we have the troubles and difficulties that come in our lives, how do we maintain our enthusiasm? It's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge. Sometimes a loved one passes away, or you find, you know, so many difficulties are there. They're unlimited. Just like Queen Kunti was telling Vasudev, her brother, that, oh, no one, you know, cared for us, thought about us. But I know it's destiny. But somehow, the difficulties when they came, it kind of, what other shelter do I have? Where am I going to take the shelter? Like when you're in great agony, if you're in the midst of a battle, you may be an atheist, agnostic, whatever. But when the bombs are coming, or the bullets are flying, or people are going to take your life, you're naturally, oh my Lord, or oh God, help me! And any airplanes shaking, ready to go down, oh, everyone's screaming. But the shelter during good times or bad times, our only shelter is the holy name. And so if we follow the prescription of the transcendental doctor Srila Prabhupada, come to the Mangal Arati, sing and dance, chant your rounds, hear, regularly hear, then the tribulations and troubles They're there, we're not insensitive to them, but we have the strength to continue on, because all that's temporary. Everything in this world is temporary. All the relationships are temporary. All the agony is temporary. But the spiritual taste, the holy name, and remembering Krishna's pastime, that's everlasting. Okay, one last question.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. The beginning of the class, you mentioned that you're attached to family, wealth, but you also have a religion. Could you expand on that as to what that is?
So we in the beginning class, we talked about being attached to family and religion. Yes, people are very comfortably situated, just like Prabhupada was trying to enthuse his wife and children to be active in the preaching spirit. So now we have our religion, we have our God, you know, everyone feels that, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm happy, I have my ritual, because they comfort themselves to thinking that just by following some rules and regulations or some basic beliefs that I've done my duty as far as religion is concerned. Or what does Krishna say? Sarva dharman parityaja mami kaṃkṣa nan braja aham tvam sarvapapebhyo moksheṣyami. Give up all varieties of religion, so-called, meaning that we have our own ideas and conceptions, but until we surrender to the pure devotee and hear the transcendental message of Godhead as Krishna himself spoke, that's being delivered by the pure devotee, then all our ideas of religion and philosophy and humanitarianism and socialism and philanthropy, these are all just to self-satisfy ourselves that, oh, I'm doing good work for the people, I'm doing my religion, so, you know, no need for me to go any further. And in one sense, this is a detriment. It's a detriment. So real religion is to worship the Supreme Lord by the recommended process, which is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the Lord's name is glorified, and this is the essence of religion. So we shouldn't be satisfied with our temporary understanding of so-called religion. Thank you. Gopal wants to get the last word in. I knew that.
This final point, because of religions and the diversities that there are, choices people have, these religions have caused the deaths of so many millions of people. By one religion thinking that they are better or superior to another, which is a false aggrandization.
Jai. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Krishna Balaram ki jai.